100 years ago, the historic Orpheum Theater opened in downtown Wichita. The ornate Art Deco Theater started life as a vaudeville house. Since then, it's been home to movies, entertainers, concerts, and a bit of everything else. On this month's Hidden Kansas, Becky Tanner explains why the Orpheum remains the crown jewel of Wichita's arts community.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you all here tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, what a great thrill it is for me to come back to such a beautiful theater. You can be proud.
The Wichita Orpheum has become a pantheon for stars to gather, a beacon for those seeking out the rhythms and souls of life, and a friend who shows us grandeur of a time gone by.
We turn 100 September the 4th, 2022, so a century of lights and entertainment at the corner of First and Broadway.
That's Rachel Banning, Executive Director for the Orpheum Theater. The Orpheum has long been envisioned as the crown jewel of Wichita's arts and cultural community, in part because it's the last one standing. It was designed and built by one of the nation's leading architects, Opera House John Epperson.
It was his first amphitheater-style theater, and he made it to look like a Spanish courtyard. So even though you were coming inside, it was designed to make you think that you were in a courtyard outside.
The Orpheum was the nation's first atmospheric theater, and the oldest one still standing. For much of the 20th century, it offered movies and entertainment.
You know, I made a picture once. the horn blows at midnight. And I believe if that had been made in CinemaScope, it would have been a huge success.
Crowds came to see Jack Benny, Gypsy Rose Lee, Harry Houdini, and others. But by the late 1960s and early 70s, crowds began to dwindle, and it was eventually closed in the late 1970s. It was largely through the efforts of Marge Setter and Millie Hill, preservation enthusiasts, that the restoration efforts gained momentum. Banning says there's still a lot to be done, such as the entire auditorium, but it's coming.
We've been able to operate and have amazing shows and continue to bring in amazing talent. We've been doing that for decades now. So from beginning to end, we truly want this to be more than just buying a ticket and seeing a show. We want it to be an experience that you remember and are captivated by forever.
For The Range, I'm Becky Tanner.
Hidden Kansas explores intriguing spots across our state. There's more on the Orpheum Theater at KMUW.org.